I've got closer than what Airstream does currently, but there's something better. But yeah, foam tape couldn't hurt.
Yeah, I was just doing Google search because I use this plastic tape stuff when I cemented in a metal post in the front yard for a mailbox. And when I was there, some guy was telling me, you need to wrap that in this plastic tape. It's like this black tape, and it's a little bit stretchy, but it's like 3.5 inches wide or something. I can't remember the name of it, but it's pretty tough stuff. And he said,
what was the purpose of this?
Something about the reaction of the cement to the metal or whatever. He recommended doing this, so I'm like, okay. But something
well,
like
chemicals
that.
And concrete, maybe you're. But I mean, they put steel in concrete all the time. That's how they make bridges.
Yeah, this is like a thin painted little post for a mailbox. So I don't know exactly why he was telling me to do it, but he was a smart guy and other things, so I just took his word for it. It was like a $6. You know, just to do it kind of a thing. But there's all kinds
right.
of plastic and rubber tapes and stuff that you could just maybe put on the edge of a rib or, you know, to isolate that. One thing I would do, which I did on mine, is to keep the wall not so cold when you're sleeping against it, is to put that foam. Put like an inch and a half foam and some material over it, like they did on the Internationals.
Yeah, well, we've done that on assortment trailers, including our own.
Yeah,
makes a world of difference.
Oh yeah, because if you roll over and touch that wall and it's cold outside, I mean, you can reach up and touch the wall just the bare wall and feel how cold it is. So it does
yeah.
make a big difference.
The other thing is. Certainly, it goes in the other direction as well, because we've, you know, when we head off to Florida in the winter, we camp on the way down, and we typically camp on the New York PA border and at a rest stop. And on many occasions, we've woken up in the morning and it's snowing out there. But we've had the heating going all night, of course, and you walk out of the trailer. And there's these lines on the trailer where you can make out every single rib. So that heat is coming right through the ribs to the outside and dripping down there. But it's the snow is perfectly patchwork quilt on the roof of the trailer. So
wow,
it definitely transfers heat and cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, aluminum's a good heat sink in the electronics world. So
yeah.
There you go. Well, Braden, hope that helps. If you come up with something, let us know. Thanks for writing to us. If you're listening and you want to know how to get us a question, you can send us an email to questions@thevap.com, or you can go to our website at thevap.com and use our Contact Us page. Finally, the way we like is to call us at 707-533-4827. That's 533-4VAP, and leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show. This next one is from Amy Wilson. She's been gifted a 1964 Airstream Tradewind. Hey guys, first I want to thank you for an awesome podcast. I've started listening regularly last month or so and learned a lot so far. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Here's the story. My great aunt, however you want to say it, asked my husband and I if we'd like to have her 1964 Airstream. Of course. My response was a resounding yes. The Airstream is currently residing in Baja, California, skirted and hooked up to a septic tank. It's been in a gig.
Now that means it's in Mexico, isn't it?
Baja? I don't.
Yeah, isn't Baja, California? Isn't that Mexico?
I have no idea. Can you Google that?
Yeah, well, that's like that big spit of land that goes way down.
Right? Does it?
Isn't that what they call Baja, California?
I know.
But it's not actually California. It's part of Mexico.
Here. Baja California is a Mexican state on the Baja California Peninsula.
There you go. See?
Wow. So you.
So this is a Mexican Airstream.
And apparently a geography podcast.
Yes. There you go.
It's been in a gay community. The last time my aunt was able to visit was 1998. Oh, my. It's been there a while. We do not believe anyone has been in the RV since 1998. Yikes.
I don't know. There might be a family living in there.
She